We are back. This is Technori live from WGN Radio. Sitting next to me is my good friend Greg Jooms, who's not only a veteran, but he's also the founder and CEO of Victor Tech. Welcome to the Showcase Studio.
Thanks, Scott.
So I have to say, right off the bat, you know, it's a little, you were on a showcase with us before. That was the Technori showcase. This is a little bit fancier. We've got people kind of wandering around here. So what is the difference between coming and talking on radio and talking on stage?
Well, it's a lot more comfortable because I'm just talking to you, but I don't know.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like when we're on stage, it's great, but everyone, like, I'm trapped. Not that I'm not trapped here, because, like,
yeah, you're totally trapped here.
They could pull us off the air at any moment, I suppose. But I guess on stage, there's eyeballs.
The hardest thing for me talking on stage is walking onto the stage, because, like, in between there, you can kind of turn back, but once you're on the stage, you're like, oh, I have to stay here.
That's what I'm saying. It's here. A cool experience at the Technori Showcase only because it's theater, and there's, like, you're sitting, like, there's a dun 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 dun, as you're walking up on stage, and your name's called, like. I have 5 minutes to tell people what we're going to talk about this company, and if I blow it, I'm in deep doo-doo. So I guess speaking of that, why don't we start with that? What is Victor Tech?
So Victor Tech is a technology company that has developed a mobile application for the military community to connect to local businesses, organizations, and services. So we basically take, and we don't only help veterans because we're not a company that just wants to say, hey, we're helping vets, because yeah, we're helping vets, but we're different because we're not only helping them, we're helping their families. Their dependents, and also their close military supporters. So, for example, Scott, if you used to send me care packages while I was deployed to Afghanistan, and that was critical. I mean, I needed to get those movies or, you know, those cigarettes or candies or treats or whatever it was. That was important to me, and I want you to be invited onto our platform to be able to support us again while we support our local communities and our local businesses and those organizations. Because when I got out of the Marine Corps, the hardest thing was finding out where to go and what to do, finding a job, finding a health provider, getting a primary care physician. Like, I had never thought about that. And it was really overwhelming and stressful. And that put me down into depression, drugs, alcohol, divorce, living out of my car. And it sucked. And I don't want people to go through that again. So I developed a mobile application to help you navigate your life in and out of service.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can tell you this is pretty awesome, and I've seen you pitch this, obviously, at Technori. I've seen you, you've been on my podcast, and I saw you at the Young Innovators panel at WeWork.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I believe you told me on the way into the show today, you got an email saying that you have been invited to participate in the Creator Awards.
Yeah. So I'm a finalist going to be presenting in Detroit on May 25th, going after a large safe note now. They're for for-profit businesses. They're doing it on a safe.
So I guess you're not coming to my birthday party. My birthday's May 25th.
Are you going to be at the Creator Awards?
Well, no.
So I'm probably not.
What the?
Probably come, though.
Well, I mean, we actually have a Technori event going on in Dubuque, Iowa on the 25th as well. Don't even. I see it. I was going to say, don't even say it. I see your face.
What's
going
on in Dubuque?
What's not going on in Dubuque, my friend? You're a small town guy. You should know this.
Yeah, I live in Chicago now.
Oh, my goodness. And I have to ask, this is completely random. I'm sorry for wasting people's time who are listening and not watching this. By the way, you can stream this on WGN Radio at slash online stream, live stream, something. Is that wax in your mustache?
Yeah, dude, it's totally wax. So it's a new thing I've been trying because I'm Greek and I.
Because I was gonna say, last time I saw you, it wasn't wax.
Yeah, I had to put the wax in there because I have really bad anxiety, and sometimes I pick up my beard or my mustache and then it gets all screwed up and I look ridiculous and I have to shave it. So I'm like, if I put some wax in here, maybe it's gonna be tamed a little bit, and it's starting to tame down a little bit.
I was gonna say you've got quite a that looks. That's a very dapper look. Right?
Yeah, I'm going for it. I just want to do something different. I've had a beard since I got out of the Marine Corps. I shave once every 2 years because I have a weak jawline and I try to hide it with my beard. But
this has become the show of full disclosure. We are off the grid at this point. Now we're just talking about beard wax. But you know, to the point of not just my birthday and not your wax mustache, let's talk about the Creator Awards a little bit, because I think that, you know, WeWork has worked really hard to try to kind of make themselves into something other than just a Regis, right?
Oh, man.
And you office there, right?
Yeah. They actually sponsored me. So when I got laid off back in September and I was between things, I'm like, well, either I go back to Afghanistan and contract, or I need to find some more structure in my life. And at the time, my tech partner was like, who is a WeWork member, tells me you should apply for this Mission Possible program. It was a sponsorship that WeWork was offering to young entrepreneurs that are just starting out. So they sponsored me for 3 months for free and then a sliding scale discount for the rest of the year. Well, they just upgraded my office from a 2-person to a 4-person for free for 12 months. And on top of that, they've been supporting me throughout the creator, up until in the Creator Awards, put me on the Young Innovators panel. It's not a Regis. When people, like, I have to explain it to people, like, it's kind of like a Regis, but like totally not, because it's young, it's modern, it's trendy, it's cool. Like, I like going to work.
It's like if you took, I mean, Mike's, I've never officed there, so I'm not speaking on experience when it comes to the office experience, but I've been to a lot of WeWork events. Obviously, we're working on a deal with them to host our after parties, so that after all the Technori events, we'll go to a WeWork, probably your office. So we'll actually just, if I could just crash at your office, if that's okay.
No, I have a four-person.
Now that I know it's a four-person office, I can absolutely stay there. It's a bedroom.
Right.
What WeWorks does, it's unique. And first off, did you know that WeWork occupies the most office space in the city of Chicago?
Yeah, man. They have like six offices now.
It's insane. They have the most total office space in the city of Chicago. And what it is, essentially, if you were to go into like every incubator co-working space around the town and just took the best parts of it and put them together, that's WeWork.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, we have craft beer on every floor, like 2 kegs on every floor.
We party.
It's like, yeah, WeWork, then we party, and then there's no sleep, but...
Yeah, well, you got that four-person office.
But they do have the they have a We Live. They actually have like two locations.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. It's like just like WeWork, but there's dorms, there's food, like three courses a day, like nice chefs. Like you live there, and then you go to work.
Matt, the way you described it actually sounded like a prison, so I'm not sure that they want you to describe this.
No. Yeah, okay, maybe
so
I'm not
three,
the best.
Three hots and a cot, man.
You're totally straight. But no, it's great because like I look at it from like a transition side. If I could have went into something where I can work and still have a lifestyle that was similar to like almost a military, but that bridged that gap, would have been massive. But like to get back to it, WeWork is totally different.
Yeah, no, WeWork is great, and the Creator Awards I'm really looking forward to. At least if I can't make it, I haven't ruled out not going. I mean, we've got Dubuque, so that's like that, and it's my birthday. But maybe I'll go straight to Dubuque from Detroit to Dubuque. Either way. I'm excited to see how it goes because they're giving out literally, like, was it $1 million, $20 million? It's something crazy.
The total award money is $20 million plus.
$20 million is being given out to startup companies and entrepreneurs across the country, which is just amazing.
Yep, on grants and safe notes. So they're not even like giving you evaluation.
Yeah.
They're just saying like, so a safe note is essentially
famous by Y Combinator.
Yep. So if they put in $100,000, you don't have a valuation yet. When you go and raise money and you raise $1 million, that $100,000 is now 10%.
Yep.
It equates to your company. So it's like a really, really easy way for investors to invest into startups without going through like a bunch of legal mumbo
and messing up the cap table, which for those who are listening or if you're very familiar with financials, the cap table is an important piece. And as a startup company, maybe the most important thing is that you have your people in order so that if, when, then you get acquired or invested in that you can.
Yeah.
You know, that there's room to actually take on an investor and grow your company. So as we kind of tune out here, I want you to kind of give us all maybe a quick why is it important to get involved with veterans and help veterans out, as well as not just helping out?
It's not a charity.
It's not a charity. This is like, how do we get more involved and help them, but also help ourselves? Give us the kind of 1-2 on why it's important to get involved with Victor, and then also how people can help you.
Yeah. So we're not a nonprofit. We're a for-profit company because I see a lot of the nonprofits in the veteran space. They reach out and say, they're not giving a value prop. It's just here. We just need some money to do this cool event. It's like, well, there's enough businesses that are already doing cool events and cool, like, social impact. So yeah, I mean, why should people get involved? Business wise, we want to increase your sales traffic. We want to elevate your brand. We want to help you with your hiring efforts. I mean, there's tax credits for taking a veteran off unemployment who's transitioning and hiring them with your business. Like, that's huge. And these businesses don't know. So we want to help with the hiring of your staff. We want to help you get your word out about your discounts, about your specials, about your new promotions. We're just targeting a very, very elusive demographic that really hasn't been captured yet. So, I mean, there's value in what we're doing and how we can return that to supporting businesses and organizations.
Very cool. Where do people go to learn more about it?
Learn more. Go to victorapp.io. You can sign up as a business. So let us know all your information. We'll reach out to you with your profile instructions, and then you can create your deal. You can manage your description of your business. Let us know. We'll help promote your events, any activities you have. Just look at us as your connection to the military community.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time here, Greg. It's been great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott.
All right. We'll be back after the break with Beth, Caitlin, and Amanda. Stay tuned.